This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
This week's mass shooting at an Auburn Gresham funeral home in Chicago has put nearby funeral workers on alert. Some wonder if it's crossed a new line. WBEZ's Monica Eng has more.
When a black Chevy Malibu pulled up in front of the Rhodes funeral service Tuesday night, the shooters in the car started a gun battle. 60 rounds were shot, and according to police, no one was killed, but 15 people were hit.
The disrespect that the people have is just reached a different level. It's very scary, too.
That's a nearby funeral worker who didn't want to give his name because he was afraid of drawing attention to himself and being targeted for violence.
What's going to happen at the next funeral? A lot of times people, they don't realize they set a precedent. You know, if I got away, somebody else could get away with it. You know, put thoughts in people's mind on doing dishonorable things.
He said the shooting has just added to a stressful summer for funeral workers who've been dealing daily with the pandemic.
We don't get that type of recognition that we're on the front line, but we are, because that's the last stop of coronavirus patients. We have to protect ourselves and, you know, dealing with those bodies that died from the coronavirus. And now this, you know, the gun battle.
Still, Eric Whitehead at the Angeles Funeral Home says shootings at funerals are very rare. And he says part of the reason is because they have good systems in place to head off potential danger.
Well, first, you want to take a look at the circumstances of which the person passed.
If it's an elderly person, he says you're usually in the clear.
But if it's someone like, let's say, the decedent was gunned down and it's possible that it was gang-related or drug-related, you would just bring it up in conversation to see exact details. And how do the family feel? Do they feel threatened? If it comes up in conversation, if the person is a gang member or anything of that nature, 9 times out of 10, the police would actually alert us as well to have a conscious plan on how to handle the situation.
Yeah, you can have a police presence, but people don't care about having a police presence.
That's a funeral home worker named Barbara who didn't feel safe sharing her full name.
I'm very concerned. We work in this industry, and we live in the times where people just have no regard for life.
She also thinks these kinds of incidents could be bad for the funeral home industry and families who want to have a final service.
Death is already traumatic to the family. And to have things like this to happen, you know, it adds to it. It'll make people not even want to come to funerals, you know, not to pay their respects to people. I don't know what our people are going to do to curtail the killings, the shooting. The guns just need to be taken off the street, off of people.
William Jackson of the W.W. Jackson Funeral Home agrees that one of the keys is to remove guns from the area. But he also thinks there used to be more rules about where gangs could shoot when the power was in the hands of a few centralized leaders.
There's no leadership in the gang, so therefore, you know, there are no rules. Young fellows are rudderless almost as they move about whatever it is they're doing.
He's been in the business for more than 3 decades. And he says these seemingly more haphazard killings from increasingly fractured cliques, they trouble him.
You got these guys who are out shooting and they've never honed their skills. They never went to the range. And so everybody is in, I mean, just real danger.
For Jackson, it just feels like things are more chaotic and the violence more random. But he also says he can't let himself think about it too much.
Yeah, I don't dwell on it because I guess if I dwelt on it, I wouldn't come here.
Police say no one has been charged in the Tuesday shooting. Monica Eng, WBEZ News.